Good afternoon, and welcome to the Equinox Summit Learning 2030 from the Waterloo Global Science Initiative. My name is John Matlock, a WGSI management team member and Director of External Relations and Public Affairs at Perimeter Institute for Theoretical Physics. Joining us is Waterloo Global Science Initiative's General Manager, Julie Wright, and on behalf of the entire team and the board, it's our pleasure to share today's events with you.
Waterloo Global Science Initiative is a partnership between Perimeter Institute for Theoretical Physics and the University of Waterloo. Every 2 years, the organizations come together to address a pressing issue in the world and help bring some practical and scalable solutions to light. The last summit examined energy issues, which will be recapped in a moment, and this coming week's activity will address novel approaches to learning. We've gathered together a diverse group of education innovators, thought leaders, and young visionaries to explore the nature of high school, with a particular emphasis on how to meet the needs of the children born this year who will graduate in the year 2030.
The summit will do so in three ways. First of all, by benchmarking today's global education systems and envisioning education for the year 2030. Secondly, by exploring some of the most innovative approaches around the world to building learning environments that provide access, engagement, and stimulation for more students. And thirdly, by determining how to scale up some of the best practices at a global level in order to help the world realize the full potential of this generation's most important asset, their minds.
There are two parts to today's opening event. The first section will provide some context for a summit that addresses learning of the future. And the second part will take us into a detailed panel discussion and multimedia presentation with summit curator Michael Brooks. To begin, we will note some special guests and welcome the summit participants, hear brief opening comments from Jatin Nethwani, Executive Director of the Waterloo Institute for Sustainable Energy at the University of Waterloo, and Chief Scientific Advisor to WGSI's first event, Equinox Summit Energy 2030. From the WGSI Chair and Vice Chair, from His Excellency the Right Honorable David Johnson, Governor General of Canada, from the Honorable John Molloy, Minister of Government Services and Government House Leader, Province of Ontario, and from Lisa DeWild, CEO of TVO, the summit's presenting media partner. And then we will welcome our special guest and today's keynote speaker, Brandon Busteed, Executive Director, Gallup Education.
So on behalf of the WGSI board, which includes Tom Berstofsky, Arthur Carty, and Michael Duchenne, we are pleased to formally welcome Ontario Minister John Molloy, who we will hear from shortly, Member of Provincial Parliament for Kitchener-Waterloo, Catherine Fife is here, thank you very much for joining us. Peter Braid, Member of Parliament for Kitchener-Waterloo, will join us a little later. We also welcome Waterloo Region Chair Ken Sealing, thank you, sir, for joining us. Melissa Durrell, City of Waterloo Councillor for this Uptown Ward, and many others, thank you for attending the summit today. And a shout out to those of you online, an acknowledgement for those who seeded the initial Waterloo Global Science Initiative, including Dr. Cal Stiller, Ken Knox, and David Bogart. Thank you for joining us. Lastly, a very special welcome to TVO's Steve Paikin and the entire Agenda broadcast team who are here on site all week long. Welcome to all.
At the heart of the Equinox Summit is a multidisciplinary, multigenerational, and multinational group of education innovators and thoughtful young leaders who will collaborate on approaches to learning that could transform the high school of the future. We'd like to take a moment to acknowledge this group as they embark on this week's journey. Would the summit participants please stand? Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming this group as they collaborate on a high school for the 21st century.
You can learn about more about each of our participants at WGSI.org and TVO.org. In just a few minutes, we'll delve deeper into the learning topic of the day. But first, let's flash back 2 years to the Equinox Summit Energy 2030 with Jatin Nethwani, Executive Director of the Waterloo Institute for Sustainable Energy at the University of Waterloo, and Energy 2030's scientific advisor, Jatin.
Good Good afternoon and a warm welcome to each one of you to the Equinox Summit Learning 2030. My name is Jatin Nathwani. I had the honor and privilege to be part of the first Waterloo Global Science Initiative Equinox Summit Energy 2030 in 2011. I served as the chief scientific advisor and subsequently as the lead author of the Blueprint Energy 2030. This is a technological roadmap for a low-carbon, electrified future published 6 months after the summit. Very briefly, I would like to share with you my reflections on our collective experience. There were magical 5 days of intense discussions and debates, cycles of convergence and divergence, and actually sheer moments of terror that we may fail. I learned more and was humbled even more than I would care to admit. But the limits of give and take between youthful energy and wisdom of the gray beards, let me call them, was tested at every step, and we emerged with a fresh perspective. We tackled the big challenge of global energy transitions arising from the threat of climate change. The results of our work now reverberate around the world and will help contribute over time to making a tangible difference. The Waterloo Global Science Initiative, a partnership of the University of Waterloo and the Perimeter Institute, is as unique as it is foundational. We want to find a way to shape our global futures with ideas that matter. This is unlike any conference you've ever attended. It's a summit, and our goal is to crystallize the power of ideas to effect change. Hard work and sleepless nights are actually part of the equation here. But to be inspired by each other and through shared ideas is not only exhilarating, it's illuminating. Respect for the diversity of views will go a long way towards making this a rich experience and also a truly memorable one. It was for me. I wish I could sprinkle some magical dust, but I have no such powers. Let learning be the guide of light. If there is but one recommendation, I would say, let the spirit of the famous line in a poem by William Blake prevail over the next 5 days. To see the world in a grain of sand and hold eternity in the palm of your hand. A warm welcome again to all of you and my very best wishes.
Thank you, Jatin, for being with us here today, and thank you again for your kind words. Now here we are, setting about to improve our future once again. Please welcome the chair of the Waterloo Global Science Initiative, Dr. Neil Turek, director of Perimeter Institute for Theoretical Physics, and vice chair of WGSI, Dr. Faridun Hamdallahpour, president and vice chancellor of the University of Waterloo.
Thanks very much, Julie. On behalf of Perimeter Institute and our partners, the University of Waterloo, a very, very warm welcome to Learning 2030, this year's Equinox Summit. Our task is to imagine and to plan a school for the 21st century, a school that will excite and engage young people's minds and help them unlock their inexhaustible talents. More than ever, our schools are essential to prepare young people for a world full of new challenges and new opportunities. But could the next Einstein or Curie or Hawking be languishing somewhere in a classroom, his or her intellect stifled by the system that is supposed to ignite it? Our high schools need reinventing, so they become places where young people blossom and experience the thrill of questioning and discovering and sharing their ideas with others. As Albert Einstein himself once said, education is not the learning of facts, but the training of the mind to think. In that spirit, let us focus our minds on envisioning and then creating a school for 2030. Thank you.
Good afternoon, delegates, participants. Let me join Neil in welcoming you to this very, very exciting summit. And let me try to amplify the need to look into learning for the future. Why are we doing this? I'm going to try to walk through a set of very simple arithmetic iterations. You can do the calculations in the back of your mind with me. Last year, 134 million babies born. And if our statistics are correct, roughly two-thirds of these babies will have a chance to enroll in a high school program. Furthermore, a large number of these students will drop out of high school before completing. This number is fairly high. It's about 40% in developing countries. So we're not sure as to how many of these 134 million babies will get a chance to complete high school. But those who care to complete high school, there will be a challenge waiting for them. They will get a chance to go to university in year 2030, 17 years from now. And if you look at the pace of change that we've been going through in the past two decades, we can predict that the world is going to be quite different in many ways for those fresh high school graduates in year 2030. There will be many, many other complex challenges, of course, with a lot of opportunities around them, but nevertheless, it will be a different world with many problems and complex issues facing them. It will be far too late for us to try to find solutions for those. It's those young students that we will be looking at to find those solutions. But what will we be providing them with so that they will be prepared and well-equipped to tackle those issues and move the civilization forward? And it is with that understanding and inspiration that the two organizations that reside in this wonderful region, the Perimeter Institute for Theoretical Physics and the University of Waterloo, decided that it is our responsibility to provide an environment to start talking about how we can be progressive, how we can try to discuss these new solutions, new approaches, so that the new, brand new students will enjoy having. It's with this conviction that we decided learning is right now the most important challenge for all of us. And while we were convinced, of course, we had others supporting this and helping us to move this forward, one of the greatest champions of learning, of course, is our Governor General himself. He is also one of the co-founders of WGSI, of course, when he was the president of the University of Waterloo before he became Governor General. We very much wish that he could join us today, and he very much wished that he could be with us today, but unfortunately, given his schedule, he couldn't be here with us physically. But we will nevertheless have him with us here in spirit and in video. So, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our Governor General and enjoy his message. Thank you very much.
To extend warm greetings to all in attendance at the Equinox Summit presented by the Waterloo Global Science Initiative. As Governor General of Canada and as a lifelong learner and educator, I have great respect for your goals at this gathering. You have come together to reimagine learning for the 21st century, specifically at the secondary school level. This is so important. For all that has changed and is changing in our world today, a high school education remains an essential part of our learning. Le développement humain consiste essentiellement à étendre les choix qui s'offrent aux gens pour leur permettre de vivre une vie enrichissante. L'éducation formelle demeure le principal moyen d'accroître nos choix et de prospérer à titre individuel. Let me share just one statistic that drives home the importance of secondary school in expanding our horizons. During the economic downturn in 2008-09, young people aged 20 to 24 who lacked a high school diploma were more than twice as likely to be unemployed as their peers who graduated. Our challenge, as you know, is to reinvent learning, to make it more compelling and relevant for students in the 21st century, to come up with a new blueprint for learning, as the organizers of this summit put it. Our existing blueprint has many merits, but it is also a fact that our school system crystallized in the 17th and 18th centuries during the Enlightenment, a remarkable moment in time, but one that is far removed from our present circumstances. Today, the context in which we all live, work, teach, and learn is significantly different. Our world has changed and is changing rapidly, and so must our approach to learning if a high school diploma is to retain its role as the great equalizer and gateway to opportunity. In Canada, we value equality of opportunity and excellence, and your efforts are essential to the smarter, more caring world of which we dream. I would like to thank the organizers, supporters, and participants who have come together for this important summit. I wish you many insights in the days ahead and look forward to your ideas and findings. Thank you.
We'd like to thank His Excellency, the Governor General of Canada, for his continued support for this series.
Here in Canada, our education systems are governed by provincial level ministries. And representing the province of Ontario is a very experienced minister across many portfolios involving our approaches to learning, to innovation, and the overall well-being of our society. Please join me in welcoming the Honourable John Molloy, Minister of Government Services and Government House Leader, and MPP for Kitchener Centre.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's an honor and a pleasure for me to be here to bring greetings to all the summit participants on behalf of the Government of Ontario, particularly our Premier Kathleen Wynne, who many of you may know was a longstanding Minister of Education here in the province of Ontario, as well as our current Minister of Education, the Honourable Liz Sandals, who I understand will be joining the conference later today. In my brief remarks today, I just want to do three things. First, congratulate all those involved with the Waterloo Global Science Initiative. As someone who works daily in the field of public policy, I can tell you that one of the greatest frustrations that I have is that we don't seem to have any time to think about the longer term, to think about the problems that are facing us as a society and how we can have a blueprint for the next 10, 20, 30 years and beyond. The second thing I want to do is congratulate the WGSI for the topic of this year's summit, and that, of course, is high school secondary education. I had the honor of being Ontario's Minister of Training, Colleges, and Universities for some 4.5 years, and I always used to argue that although all ministries were important, I believe that the education ministries were the most important. Why? Well, because there's a myth out there that somehow governments have all the answers. And because we're amongst friends here today, I'm going to let you in on a little bit of truth. We don't have the answers. When it comes to the big problems that are facing our society, whether we're talking about climate change or problems around economic inequality or profound demographic shifts, we're still looking for the solutions. As a result, the most important thing that we can do as a government is ensure that we have an education system that takes advantage of every technique, strategy, and technology to prepare a new generation of students that are ready to tackle all these problems. Which brings me to my final point. We welcome all of the delegates to this summit. We hope that you have an enjoyable time, but we need you to work hard. Work hard in preparing a blueprint for 2030. And please know that your work over the next few days, the follow-up work that will occur, and the programming on the subject that will be carried on TV Ontario over the next year will not be in vain. As a government, we will be following the proceedings closely to ensure that we continue to develop an education system that's the most dynamic and responsive to the needs of both students and the world around us. Thank you.
Thank you, Minister Malloy. As you have heard, WGSI has an important public outreach partner, and that's TVO.
As the summit's presenting media partner, TVO not only facilitates the television and webcasting going on from Perimeter and Waterloo this week, but has spearheaded an entire year-long discussion on the subject of learning. And to share more on that, here is Lisa DeWild, Chief Executive Officer of TVO.
I'm absolutely thrilled to be here today. It's always heartening and a bit humbling to be in a room with so many really smart people who are excited about the future and ready to roll up their sleeves and contribute to building a better education system for today and tomorrow. TVO is really proud to be the presenting media partner for the Waterloo Global Science Initiative's Equinox Summit, especially because of this year's theme, Learning 2030. I also think that the BrainSTEM Festival that is being wrapped around the summit adds just such a dynamic way of engaging high school students. I'd like to thank our WGSI partners, the Perimeter Institute and the University of Waterloo for their ongoing commitment to bringing out the really big important issues of science and education. This event is part of our strategic partnership. We love working with the Perimeter Institute to help build scientific literacy across Ontario. Last September, we were here in Waterloo for the first stop of our TVO On the Road series that kicked off Learning 2030 for TVO. We then visited Peterborough and Sudbury, and now we're very excited to be back here in Waterloo. At each location and throughout the entire year, we've been exploring how education and learning are being transformed for 21st century learners. Learning 2030 has been an amazing opportunity for TVO to do what we do best, take big, complex issues, provide context, and provide depth. I hope that you will visit the special microsite that we have, tvo.org/learning2030, because there's just an amazing wealth of resources there. I believe that the field of education is really at a turning point thanks to advances in science and really the leaps in digital technology that are transforming how children and youth learn and how teachers teach. Today, demand for digital education tools and resources is significant, and TVO is perfectly positioned to help address this need as part of our new strategic agenda. TVO is all about using digital media to help kids develop the essential skills that they need to be successful at school and in life. The future of learning is just so important to our success as a province. An educated citizenry is, of course, the foundation of a civil society and a healthy democracy. But in addition, education is also the foundation of a strong economy. We need a skilled workforce to compete globally. And at TVO, we are particularly committed to getting kids more excited about science and math because these are the fields that are going to drive innovation and economic growth. So in closing, TVO exists to make the people of Ontario smarter, more aware, and more informed. And our province is stronger because of what TVO uniquely contributes to our civil society. So have a fabulous week. I think I'm really looking forward to seeing the blueprint. Thanks, everybody.